Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coach's Corner. My name is Kia Shauna LeCount, your resident career consultant, and today I'm very pleased with our guest, Ms. Marilyn Berry Rice, the director of The Ohio State University's LOTA Office of Alumni Career Management. Welcome, Marilyn.
Thank you, Kia.
Today, we would like to talk to you a little bit about yourself and your professional career, as well as the Office of Alumni Career Management and what you offer to alumni. So just to get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? How did you choose a career in career services, and what has that been like for you?
Well, that's kind of a fun story. You know, my mother worked in the Dean of Students Office at Purdue University, my alma mater, and made each of my siblings and myself go through career assessments that they offered in the Dean of Students Office. And so I just became enamored with how people choose their majors and ultimately their careers. Mm-hmm. And so I was allowed to really observe, and I had already decided I loved working in the university setting. Mm-hmm. So that just solidified the fact that that I wanted to be a part of the career development world and assisting students and now alumni in realizing their career journey. I was fortunate, though, because I had that opportunity to be submerged in that world, but a lot of people don't. So that's why it's really rewarding to assist our alumni in finding what their passions are and ultimately where those opportunities lie.
I agree. That is very similar to the way that I found my way to career management as well. My mom was also a career services officer at the local community college in my community, and so I grew up sort of in that vein of career services and learning it and working with, you know, my friends and different people along the way throughout college, and then ultimately this became my career path too. So
I love that our moms were our role models.
Yes. Okay, so now let's fast forward a little bit. Tell us about the Office of Alumni Career Management. How did it get started?
That's a great question. This was a direct result of requests by our Ohio State alumni. They often called the Alumni Association to see if there was career support. And our colleagues across campus who work in each of the colleges, our career colleagues, do such a wonderful job. But not all of them have the time to meet with alumni. There are so many current students here at Ohio State that need that direction. So the Alumni Association decided, along with the board, to dedicate funds and resources and an actual office in the Alumni Association for this purpose. So it has been my privilege, along with very talented career professionals, to start this service and to offer it to all alumni. Our main goal is that these resources, this service, access to our office, mm-hmm. is available to every graduate of Ohio State. So we're just as dedicated with virtual programming like this as we are one-on-one. So our career advising is one of the main services, and we serve alumni via phone, Skype, or in person.
Mm-hmm.
And then programming is just as important to us as one-on-one advising, because many alumni want to receive career information while at the same time networking with fellow Buckeyes. So we try to provide a significant amount of programming, as I said, virtually through our webinars, now these podcasts, the wonderful resources on our website, but also in person. So we do we provide many career programs here at the beautiful Longaberger Alumni House. And in the past couple of years, we've been traveling through the country and doing regional programs and taking it on the road and partnering with clubs. We've partnered with societies. We've partnered with our regional engagement officers and also with colleges across campus to provide workshops and programs, opportunities to network with Buckeyes all over the country.
Oh, wow. That's great. So if there are some alumni out there who are interested in helping out with the mission of alumni career management, how can they get involved?
That's a great question as well, because not everyone is in job search. So Many would like to know more about their own professional development. So we provide that kind of topic within our webinars and our workshops. But to your point, the way that we also engage alumni as speakers for our webinars, speakers on panels, mm-hmm. As we travel around the country or here in the alumni house. We feature an alumni on our Spotlight on Alumni, so we get to talk about all the wonderful things that that our alums are doing in their career, so that's a way to assist. And most recently, we added a tool called Alumni Fire. And Alumni Fire gives Buckeyes the opportunity to network with one another and mentor one another. Mm-hmm. So if that's something that those of you listening to this podcast are interested in, check out our website and look into Alumni Fire. It's open to students, staff, and alumni. And so if you wish to give back to the university or give back to fellow Buckeyes through career advice, perhaps you'll look at a resume, have a networking meeting of some kind, provide resources, even post jobs. You can do that through Alumni Fire and hire a fellow Buckeye. But you can also serve as a long-term mentor for people as well. So these are wonderful ways to engage with our office and with the Alumni Association.
Okay, great. So it sounds like there are lots of different services that are available through this office, and there are lots of different ways for people to get involved if they want to work from the other side of the table as a mentor or as a volunteer. That's awesome.
Yes.
What sort of advice do you have for someone who may be looking to enhance their personal professional development?
I think the bottom line is networking. I think the more people that you can identify as important possible people to join your network, whether it's for furthering your career knowledge or learning about organizations, learning about various positions and ways in which you can use your skills and interests and to contribute. It seems to be the key to career success, professional development, knowledge, information. So I would say my advice would be to continue to keep your network alive, continue to try and meet people, be open to networking through professional associations, through volunteer work, certainly through the university, follow your passion and interest. But I have found throughout my own career and also by advising clients and alumni and students throughout the years that networking really is, I believe, the key to professional success.
Excellent. One last question. What is your favorite part about your job?
Oh, so many things, but let me say that I believe it's collaborating with colleagues in this building who all have the same passion for Ohio State and for creating a wonderful experience for our alumni, but also collaborating with partners on campus and community partners, employers. I would say because relationship building is a passion for me, that is the most enjoyable part about my role. And that includes advising alumni, so building relationships with our alumni through advising and programming. So I would say collaboration is the favorite part of my position.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Marilyn, for your time. We really appreciate having you today. This has been Coach's Corner with Kiashana LeCount-Burrell from the Office of Alumni Career Management here at The Ohio State University. If you would like more information about our services or if you would like to schedule an appointment with us, please visit our website at go.osu.edu/alumni-career-management. Have a great day, everyone.